Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks a lot for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center, and they did so with a new face, albeit a familiar one. Ephraim Salaam, the left tackle, rejoins the club after spending time here from 2006 through 2008, and he's happy to be back.
What cult was it for you when Chester went down, a guy who you've been so close to?
Yeah, everybody knows our relationship. I love that guy. And when I found out he got hurt, at first I was like, he'll be all right. You know, Chester never gets hurt. And then I found out the severity of it. It really hit me hard. And I had to talk him off the ledge a couple of times. You know, he's never been hurt, so he's under the impression that he's indestructible, which is, you know, we all like to think that, but it's not true. So he's doing well. I talk to him every week, you know, when I was away. And I'm just happy to be back next to him in the locker room.
Did you find yourself scoreboard watching when you were in Detroit?
What I had, the hard thing was, I would TiVo the games at home. And you try being in the stadium in a football game and not looking up at the scoreboard, because I never wanted to know what happened. I always wanted to go home and watch it, you know, TiVo. So a couple of times I accidentally, you know, look up and see Andre Johnson had 10 catches for 3,000 yards. And then I'm just like, well, you know, I guess they're doing well. But I watched every game because I felt like I was a part of this team still. And I talked to a lot of the guys all the time, whether it be through text messages or phone calls. But it's awesome to be back, I can tell you that.
You realize that a lot of the TV guys are upset now. They think you're going to take their job.
Well, some of us just have a faith for television. You know, I guess I have one of those faces, but I think they'll be safe. You know,
Ethan,
I think
what's it like walking back in?
It's great, man. It's a wonderful thing just to be around the guys and to lend my hand and trying to get them to the playoffs, man. That's was one of the original goals I had when I first signed here 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, is to take this team from a losing team to a winning playoff team. And I finally get a chance to finish that goal.
You guys are pretty much getting ready for a playoff game this week. I mean, this is a playoff game.
Every game from here on out is a playoff game, and we just have to handle our business and win out and see what happens. You know, hopefully, you know, the football gods smile down on us.
Anybody say anything to you when you walked out today?
No, you know, laughing at my knee braces. And, you know, I was home for a couple weeks after Detroit let me go, so they're telling me that, you know, I got to practice now, and it's not a vacation anymore. But it didn't matter. I was just happy to be here. You have no idea, man. I tell you, I was happy to be here.
So Salaam provides depth should Dwayne Brown not be ready to play. And speaking of Brown, he talked about his left knee and more with the media on Wednesday.
Honestly, I don't really don't know. I don't know the terms they use for it. I mean, it's nothing that's really, it's not one major thing, but it's a few minor things that's kind of adding up on me. I think that playing on the turf had a little bit to do with it acting up the way it did so early in the game. So hopefully, it'll be better this week.
If the game were tonight, could you go?
Probably not. Not at the level that I like to play at, you know.
So, is it a game time decision, do you think? How do you?
I still have a few days for it to get, you know, to rest up some more. So, I'm going to, you know, try to see what I can do tomorrow and just take it from there.
If you're out there, the challenge that they pose with the way they rush the passer off the edges.
I got to be smart about it. You know, the coaches will be the same way. I mean, as with St. Louis, I felt like I couldn't perform the way I wanted to. So I came out and they felt the same way. So, you know, if it's the same situation then I'm sure I'll do the same thing. If I'm able to go and able to go at the level I feel like I'm capable of playing at, then I'll stay out there.
Sean said you played well in the first half with almost no knee at all. What does that mean, almost no knee at all?
If you watch the film, you can tell that I was struggling early. I was pretty much trying to anchor myself with one leg in the pass protection. I appreciate Matt saying that. I didn't feel I played it well. I mean, of course, I was far from 100%, but you know, it's nice of him.
For center Chris Myers, Sunday's contest is a homecoming of sort. He played his college ball at Miami and talked about that and more on Wednesday in the locker room.
Time I know is pretty limited when you go on the road and travel, but you gonna get to do anything fun with your family going back to Miami and all that? I doubt it. I mean, my family's down in Southwest Miami, and we're gonna be staying up in Fort Lauderdale because that's where the stadium's at. But I think most of them are gonna try and come up, or at least my immediate family will come up and see me at the hotel the night before, and after the game, outside the stadium, just like usual. Being that I have a pregnant wife at home, I have to get back right away. You never know what's gonna happen, but. They actually came out 2 weeks ago, so I'll have about 30 people there, though, so it'll be fun.
How much different does that make it, and how much different do the implications of this game make Sunday's contest for you?
I mean, I was born and raised a Dolphins fan. I was diehard Dan Marino fan, got a signed jersey at my house, but when it comes down to it, when the ball snapped, you don't think about any of that type of stuff. You're just playing against the guys in front of you and playing football. But, once you sit back and look at it after the game, you realize it's pretty cool, kind of like when we played in Green Bay last year. When you're in the game, it's the game. But when we're driving away from the stadium, you're like, just played at Lambeau Field, freezing cold, and won. And it was really, really cool. But, once we get down to the game and then in Miami, it's the X's and O's during the game, and then afterwards you kind of reminisce on it.
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and want you to make sure you check everything out at HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.